Exclusive. Dr. Jeff Gunter, Democrat Susie Lee aided. Abetted Biden's flood of millions of illegal aliens across border. By Sean Moran on March 1, 2026. Dr. Jeff Gunter, President Donald Trump's ambassador to Iceland under his first term, on Breitbart News Saturday, said that Representative Susie Lee, DNV, aided and abetted President Joe Biden's flooding of up to 20 million illegal aliens across the southern border. Gunter, who aims to oust Lee if he becomes the Republican nominee in Nevada's 3rd congressional district, spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as Democrats refused to stand up for Americans over illegal aliens during the State of the Union. When asked about Democrats, including Lee's, refusal to back Americans over illegal aliens, he said on Breitbart News Saturday, "Let's face it. She's flooded and aided and abetted Joe Biden in flooding our country with illegal aliens, up to 20 million people. She did not stand, she's an aider and abetter. She's really just chosen illegal aliens over the American people, over her district, over Nevada CD3, and that's why she's going to lose." Gunter noted that Lee also voted against the Big Beautiful Bill, which contained many provisions that are important to Nevada, especially no taxes on tips. He continued, "She voted against no tax on tips, we're a hospitality state. 25% of the jobs are tied to the hospitality industry, and she voted against no tax on tips. She voted against no tax on overtime. She voted against the Big Beautiful Bill, which really helps workers, that's what the bill is about. She's out of touch. She supports illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens." Nevada's 3rd congressional district is a key swing district that could decide if Republicans could defy history and maintain control of the House after the 2026 midterm elections. Gunter said that Republicans have to motivate the base. A 2021 Business Insider report found that Lee failed to properly disclose as much as $3.3 million in financial trades per the Stock Act. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, Stock Act of 2012 is a bipartisan bill that requires public disclosure of stock trading over $1,000 made on behalf of congressmen or their spouses within 45 days. In 2011, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweitzer rocked official Washington with his investigative revelations of insider trading by members of Congress. Left-leaning Slate hailed Schweitzer's blockbuster book on the topic, Throw Them All Out, the book that started the Stock Act stampede. One of the main figures featured in Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out was then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bachus, RL, who announced he would not seek re-election after the book's revelations. The late Andrew Breitbart called on Bachus to resign after the revelations, and CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report based on Schweitzer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism. Gunter remarked, "I've heard some people not call her Susie Lee, but Susie Madoff. How do you like that one? It's really terrible and shameful what she's done to the voters, what she's done to Nevada, and she is here to represent us. But obviously, she has no desire to do that. She just wants to lie in her pockets, and she must be very comfortable with Susie Madoff." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.